Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With intentionality, you know, I try to keep myself as head of coaching, and you know, the contracts and contract negotiations, those things take time. You know, I do expect Tua to be in OTAs only because, you know, my working relationship with Tua. And for 2 years, I've watched Tua gain some unbelievable residuals towards the season. In that process, it's part of the reason Tua is who he is because he's always learning, never staying the same, and always working on his craft. And I know, you know, the one thing that he likes to do now in his life, besides be a kick-ass dad to Ace and Maisie, is play football with his teammates. So that's what I expect. I don't put really too much thought beyond that. I understand the business, but I also understand my job with Tua is to make sure that his football is continuing to evolve and the best days are in front of him, which are both of our goals.
Well, the first 2 years, man, what Mike has done and Tua have done together has been pretty damn good. A lot better, honestly, than most people thought. Not everybody. Some people expected it maybe, but been pretty damn good. And he's like, he's not going anywhere. He's not sitting out at all. That's not our relationship. He will be here. That's our working relationship, which is obviously a little closer than that, between Mike and Tua.
It sounds more like a demand, though. Saying that they're
like
buddies and they got a great relationship. It sounded like he needs to have his ass there, right?
Yes.
And Mike obviously says everything in a very nice and polite and respectful way, but
I would think that
sounded to me like, his ass needs to be there.
Right. But
he's not allowed to say that, obviously.
But, right. Yeah. Well, that's not
Mike's. His way. Yeah.
But I agree with you, man. I read that when I saw that, and they go, well, why do you think he's going to be at OTAs? Because that's our working relationship. We're pretty straight with each other. He's going to be here. Like, he's not. First 2 years, why would you not be here? You're going to get your money. It's going to happen. And you're going to have a chance to get that money, basically, because what we've done together. Not saying Mike's making the throws, you know, but listen, this rehabilitation thing is from where Tua is to where he was when he got here the first year or two. Come on. One of the greatest turnarounds ever. Matter of fact, we got other offensive coaches like – the league's going, it works, man. There's guys that have struggled, and you get the right coach in with the right system, and it works for these guys. And they use Mike and Tua as an example of that. So, anyway, we got that. And then, obviously, the other part of this is expectations on this team and going, you know, a lot of people thought, well, we're going to take a big step back and – maybe we're rebuilding a little bit, and here's what Mike had to say about that.
For me, I have a hard time expressing what our team's going to be like as the head coach without ever being around the team. I think everybody's individual expectations are extremely high. The more people lower their expectations, it's kind of erroneous or irrelevant. But I know that starting April 15th, guys are very, very hungry to deliver on what they know, which is an opportunity to be on a team that has the ability to grow from what we've learned last year and what we've went through, and have zero thought as to down, rebuilding, whatever those words are. That makes zero sense to me. We're going to have fans are going to pay to try to watch us play football. People don't go to games to watch people lose, you know, and people's careers. This will be the most important year of every single player's career because it's the only one that exists.
All right, so Mike answering all the questions at the breakfast yesterday for the media. I believe today is Chris Greer's turn as general managers. We'll now be talking. And then along with that, the owners got together and made a big rule change. The swivel hip drop tackle is now illegal, 15-yard penalty. Whether people like it or not, we'll jump on some of those in a little while here. But the officials, they got tough jobs, man. If you think getting in position for pass interference and all the other things, now you got to add this one to it. You've got to decide legal tackle or not a legal tackle, especially for guys that this is the way they tackle, especially from behind, is they grab a bigger guy around the waist and drop their weight to try to take him down. And I know a lot of weight's on the back, and we saw that with a linebacker. I believe it was a linebacker, if I'm not mistaken. It might have been a defensive back that took down Tyreek Hill when I saw that in slow motion, and I went, oh, God, this is bad.
So you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to be third and long or something, and you're going to get a first down, and someone's going to get a big first down at the end of a game on one of these plays, and everyone's going to lose their mind. It's going to be like one of those when you get it's a third and long, and the guy, tries to dodge his way off the quarterback and not land on the quarterback, and they still throw the flag. It's going to be one of those situations.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like third and 20 and you get like 10 yards and the guy drags him down.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen, man.
And it's going to be an automatic first down. And
you're going to get the flag on it on a critical play.
Did everything right. Made the tackle short of the first down. And
you know, the players are going to go nuts. Fans are going to go nuts. It's the same thing with this roughing the passer thing. I know it's frustrating for fans when the guy does his best to not land on the quarterback, or it's, a relatively clean play, and they throw the flag, and it keeps the drive going. How many times do we see that?
We see that one a lot.
That one happens a lot.
Tell you the other one, we see everything goes right, and they call illegal contact down the field. Yeah. And
that one has gotten
grab.
A little out of hand, right?
Well, listen,
the holding downfield.
Woody, it all goes back to one thing, besides safety. Safety is important. Safety is important to them. It is. I know nobody wants to hear. Safety is important. But second thing is they want offense. They don't want 14, 13 games. Obviously, they don't want 20 touchbacks in a game either, or 12 touchbacks in a game where everybody knows it's a token kick with all these kickers have huge legs. I mean, literally, every one of them can kick it from the back of the end zone up into the stands. There's a bunch of strong legs in this league. And then the other thing I'm really curious about, besides they want to get the scoring up, how much more can you put on these officials' plate, Woody? How much more can we want? They struggled a little bit with the pass interference last year, right? Guys out of position. People go, that's pretty obvious. How did they not call it? Then they're also being told, don't be part of the story at the end of the game. Let them play.
It's just unfortunate because they always seem to find their way into these bad situations. Like the Kadarius Toney one, I think, was the worst one we had last year, in my opinion. Like, right? I mean, that one stands out.
Oh, I thought the Mahomes throwing the ball down the middle of the field and the guy got tackled. The guy with three names getting tackled before
Marquez
Valdes-Scantling.
Ah. Yeah. I mean, those pass interference ones are real close, but the Kadarius Toney thing was a disaster.
and they were mad. Mahomes lost it.
Yeah, Mahomes going nuts, and he's, you know, criticizing the officials. Hell, the coach, Andy Reid, came out and was smashing the officials after the game. You know, they're supposed to give a warning, and then everyone's like, well, you know, how do you call that there? And there's another part of people that are like, you have to call that. It's the right call. And that one was really dicey. And then they called it on someone
See,
like that.
I'd
next
much
week
rather
too.
They meet with stuff like that when they get together in the owners' meetings and, you know, the owners stand up on behalf of their team on what their GM says or what they like or the head coach wants done. But why don't we get this thing where it's a little more clear cut? Like these tackles dropping way too deep in pass protection. They're dropping back and then they drop their leg back. Next thing you know, they're like 3 yards in the backfield, right? They're big guys to start with, trying to get in a position, the best position where they can block these fast guys on the outside on a speed rush up the field. And now the receiver's got to adjust to him on the outside. I mean, it's just.
But that has to do more, I think, with guys trying to bend the rules.
No, it's, right? It's a gray area, yes.
Like, guys are trying to do anything humanly possible to stay within the rules but still get an advantage. And that's kind of where I think things get dicey. And, you know, I guess that's where you got to start changing rules every year. But I think that the, you know, banning the hip drop thing is okay. I really don't have an issue with it, man. If it can save a few guys, great.
Spoken like a true offensive guy would.
Yeah,
you like scoring.
I like watching offense. I think everyone likes watching offense. Who doesn't? Who sits down on Sundays and are like, boy, I really want a defensive struggle here.
When you just watch Mark Andrews tackle, everybody knows he's hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got hurt and he was out for a long time, and that's the poster child of this whole thing, along with the other ones that they said happen every week. It just didn't look that bad to me. Watching him get tackled, because we've seen it a lot, and even his own players on his own team on defense go, we like Mark, man. He's a big part of our team. And you know when they set it up that way, the big butts coming. But, man, I'm sorry. That's not a penalty. Sorry about Mark getting hurt and being out. We miss him. Although the other guy's pretty good, wasn't he? Guy made a one-handed catch against us and – ran down the sideline, was pretty good.
I think it's brutal for defenders. I really, it's tough. But you know what, man? If it can save a couple of guys from getting their legs snapped or you know, falling from under, you know, having a guy put his whole weight on your ankle like Tyreek, then great.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, those offensive players are just more important. I mean,
so the draft should just be all.
No one's paying money to watch
defensive players. So the draft should be all
offensive
guys. I'm sorry.
You got to understand the business about this, right? No one's paying money to watch. Do you remember the guy's name who fell on Tyreek?
No.
You didn't even remember what position the guy was a few minutes
ago.
No,
I wasn't. Nope.
And you called the damn game. So, again, you're paying money to see Tyreek Hill. You're not paying money to see the guy that fell on his leg.
Actually,
So if he can't figure out how to tackle Tyreek, that's his problem.
I'm hoping Mike cuts back on the Tyreek. Short
bubble screen
on the
and
outside.
Stuff.
Yeah, please. Let's.
Well, now that they can't hip drop tackle, what's the difference?
Let's find somebody else that. Because he didn't just go down. He's always looking to see if.
He does. He
block.
Does try to extend plays. Yes.
He's always trying to. If I could run that fast, I'd probably do that too. But he's looking to take it to the house every time. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to in a real busy South Florida Tuesday. My God, Miami Heat and Golden State tonight. Up in Broward, the Panthers at home against the Boston Bruins. Oh, by the way, both with 97 points. And another great day at the Miami Open. I think I was just looking. Not that I spent 9 hours out there yesterday. But man, a lot of great matches coming up today. Zverev, Alcaraz, Medvedev, Sinner. We lost Coco. That was a tough one, man, yesterday. It just did not seem into it. Got off to a slow start, which she's done before, but just never really got going. Damn. All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. I say them together now. I didn't used to say them together, but I say them together because if you have a low energy level and not working out, you're gaining weight, and you just find yourself tired all the time, it's probably starting to affect your sex drive. It's probably gone too. They're just put them together. I know men will talk about being tired, but we don't like to talk about ED. with no sexual performance. I don't know about you, but man, I wanted to stay active. I wanted to get more out of life. And I tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic gave it back to me 6 months ago. And I've told everybody, whether they walk up to me at a tennis tournament and ask me about it and kind of chuckle, I go, look, man, I'm just telling you, I don't know what your deal is, and I don't really care if you got low T or ED, but I'm looking at your age. You probably do, because it hits men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Nothing to be ashamed of, man. It's just part of life. And if you haven't, you want to get rid of it, you can with Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what they do, man. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. And I want to let you know, got six locations throughout South Florida. I had great results with having both ED and low T, and I know you will too. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. I'm telling you, work for me. If you're looking and you don't have to be embarrassed, go over there, Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what they deal with. This is what they help men get rid of, low T and ED. Call them today, 877-455-7300. I'm a little serious about this, man, because it works. 877-455-7300 or
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Listen to WQAM for Cat Talk. A look at the Panthers, sponsored by Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Drive home a new Lexus with the best price from Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Lexus, official luxury vehicle of your Miami Dolphins. Call 305-KENDALL today.
Broward County dealing with a disabled vehicle traveling I-95 northbound after Broward Boulevard, blocking a left lane. That's traffic. I'm Elias Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's get you one more weather update. It's brought to you by the Demesit and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. I don't know, Joe. Looks said online no rain, but I'm looking behind you. And you do see clouds.
We got
to go to tennis today.
So I don't know yet. I was there a long
day
yesterday.
You were there for a long time.
But I got to tell you, Woody, we caught a little bit of rain from time to time. A couple of little sprinkles.
Yesterday, really?
Yesterday. They had to stop a couple of times. But, man, it's just so nice out there. Glad you're enjoying it. I got to tell you, it was therapy yesterday. I kind of needed it. It was just a nice day to just – watch guys and girls, women and men hit nice shots. By the way, walking around out there, probably had some great food. Yeah, it was good. Good stuff all the way around. Good stuff. Good stuff with great people. And guys I'm with were good. Make things a lot better in life, man, around good people. No question about it. Somebody said something yesterday, and it's a reminder of Woody, and I'm guessing you feel the same way. Man, You got to hang around and be around positive people. You just have to. You can't be around Debbie Downers. I always, my story is always about, we've had at some point in our life people around. So my old camera guy, and I don't want to say his name, used to ask him all the time, hey man, hey, we got a great one today, man. It's going to be, yeah, I know, but I got a lot of stuff going on at the house. Oh, shoot. Well, what's going on, man? You're a sports camera guy. This is pretty cool. I mean, he does news too, but you sport. Yeah, it's all right. I have my shoulder. I've been doing this a long time. My back's killing me. I'm a shoulder. Okay, well, the next day, hey, man, hey, we got it today, man. You're going out with me, right? Hey, we got a playoff game. This is going to be a blast, man. Are you kidding me? This will be fun. Hey, let's, yeah, a lot of stuff going on at the house. Yeah.
That's like our previous program director, remember? Like every day he would come in, he would just be more miserable than the day before.
The one we have now or?
No. The one we had before this one. Remember Ryan? He was a miserable bastard. I mean, you would say, you know, go up to him, hey, how's it going, man? You know, he'd give you like, he's just a miserable human
being. He did not have a lot of happy days.
Every day was a bad day for him. Like he would just wake up angry.
Yeah. So he just said, hey, big fella, you thought about like trying to get away from the cloud? He goes, what are you talking about? There's no cloud. I go, no, that cloud over your friggin' head. Stop, man. Stop. All right.
That's why you go to the tennis tournament, right? You need some good stuff in your life.
First of all, you walk around a lot, so I wanted to get steps in, you know.
You do that at the tennis tournament?
Yeah, you got to keep walking around.
Okay. I mean, I know you do that during the show.
I do.
Just, you know.
That's all right.
Do people think you're weird around the building? I don't really get a gauge on what other people.
So I got
to
tell you.
I keep to myself usually, so I don't know. But
I don't mean this to be disrespectful. I don't really care if, like, they think it's weird. And I mean, everybody can do. You want to hang in your studio or you're coming in, like, twice a week? Or in some cases, the salespeople come in once a week?
Twice. They are twice a week. The Todds of the world are zero a week, but like.
I was wondering which salesperson you're going to take a shot at.
Well, so usually the good news
is. So are you betting? You want to bet? I'm willing to take a bet.
On who comes in today? Today's Tuesday. They work on
Tuesdays. No, only one person, Todd, because I don't want to get the other ones.
He's not coming in today.
I think he comes in today.
The question is,
because it's been a while since he's been able to tell everybody about the girl he's with now.
That's true.
And you know, he's got pictures and wants to tell you. You know, bro.
I was going
to
ask you.
Bro, do you know what I do for this place?
Over under on emotional support animals that make their way into the building today.
Are you on one or two?
Well, there's been two. The one dog just like, I don't know, they play fetch with him in the hallway.
Don't get in that dog's way. If he's going after a ball, he will.
That's his office.
They'd kick him out of the NFL because he'll clip you. He'd be out of the league. They'd find his ass right out of the league. No, there's no question about it.
Yeah, he goes low on the quarterback.
Oh, man. The low hits. Boy, when he's zoned in on getting that ball down the hall, it's actually pretty funny. Nothing's getting in his way. There's no human being big enough to get in his way. He'll go right through you.
So we'll set the over-under on animals in the building at 1.5.
All right. And the Todd?
Todd is heavy favorite to not show up.
I think he does.
Really?
So the word is Claudia is going to be in. The general manager is going to be in Thursday. So
okay.
That's why I'm holding off because Thursday definitely all come in. Every ass kissing fool in this building's here for Thursday when she comes in.
The good news is when those guys show up, they usually have to entice them to come in so they have breakfast.
So the one I don't understand is our boss. So he knows she's here, and he still comes in way after her. Like, isn't there kind of an unwritten rule if you have certain days you know your boss who doesn't work full-time out of this building comes in? Isn't it make sense to make sure you're here when she gets here?
I just think some people aren't morning people.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
it's a big boss.
If you're a 10 a.m.er, you're a 10 a.m.er. We don't have that, like, corporate, you know, situation anymore where it's like you got to be at work on time.
Hey, by the way, one other thing I had to get to here from yesterday.
Yeah, it's a good ranting segment.
No, it's great.
I've been
stuff.
Kind of enjoying this,
so,
actually.
So I'm sorry. I know we need this from time to time. So, no call Paul, head of sales.
Yes.
Come to find out, there's a shortage of tickets because all the salespeople brought their kids to the Drake concert.
Yes. So I hear.
So once again,
We had an inside source at the Sunday show.
We had an inside source who was there, said the kids were great and everybody was great.
I didn't make it to a show. Forgot to send me tickets.
No, but you...
I had a bad concert weekend, man. We got rained out on Friday.
You're getting treated like a redheaded stepchild.
I stood in the rain on Friday for an hour for them to cancel our concert on Friday. And then I just got a no go on Saturday.
You got no call Paul.
I did.
Yeah.
I got no call Paul.
All right.
You get a kick out of this stuff, too.
I just laugh. Listen, I'm guilty of the ticket stuff, too. Although, I appreciate his honesty. He's like, hey, both our teams are really good, and it's late in the year, and all these games count, so a lot of people want to go to sporting events. Like, okay.
Well, Todd's got to go.
Do you know what he does for this company?
I hear.
Do you know what he does for this game? Hey, yes.
He let me know that last game I was out with him.
And don't get a couple drinks in him.
Oh, beautiful scene.
Bro, you have no idea. You have no idea what I do. This thing.
We are going to the Warriors game tonight, so at least we got that.
Well, listen.
That should be fun.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go.
Oh, man, that's great.
See Steph, man.
Best show, man. Great show. That is.
Apparently, everyone's healthy. I don't want to jinx anything here, but it looks like people are going to actually show up to work tonight.
Hey, I had one more thing for you from yesterday. You know, when you're walking around, you get comments from people when they know, and a lot of the security people or families are out there, and you're walking around by yourself or with I got the messy complaint, and I wanted to tell you. I was going to tell you off the air. So
someone was upset. They got fleeced.
So a father asked his son, hey, man, what do you want to do for your birthday? Oh, man, they're big sports fans. And said, oh, I'd like to – I've never seen it. I'd like to see the Messi show.
Yeah.
So – again,
a look. I hate where this is heading.
No, I thought the same thing as soon as he said, and he just said, that's it for me. We won't be going again. So he went, and so he thought that he should have been out there where people could maybe sign a little bit and stuff. I go, no, that's not going to happen. But so
they're just they're not forthcoming with the information that
change. Listen, it's great you have him.
It's very misleading.
And when he plays and he doesn't have the
The Sunday game a few weeks ago that this guy went to?
I'm guessing
it might have been that
which
game.
Which day it was.
Messi puts on his personal Instagram a hype video with him in his uniform.
But he
and
bought
today's
tickets.
The match and
he
4
bought
o'clock
tickets for his son and
those tickets
and a couple
are not
of
cheap,
his friends.
Way.
No, it became expensive. And when they got there. Yeah. There's no Messi with no warning to maybe go to a different game or when he's going to be back. And listen, I appreciate, you know, they got him here and stuff. And I do understand that you're going to have injuries and stuff. That team needs to do a better job of letting people know through social media or whatever that he's playing or not playing. It's a very unique situation. Because the product without them is just, it's different. They're coming to put it nicely, they're coming to see the greatest, maybe the greatest soccer player of all time.
This, you know, again, feels like to me kind of almost like Jordan on the Wizards. Like you're just going to get a glimpse of this guy, whether he plays for a few minutes, he hits a few shots. Like you're just kind of going to get a glimpse, right?
Well,
I know
like
that there are fans that sit
goals.
Like I know that there are fans that sit behind the net that are like the supporter section or whatever, that are actually really in and actually care if the team wins or loses. But I'm guessing the rest of that building doesn't.
Well, the diehards, whatever percentage that is, and I don't know, 8,000 or 9,000, they're going to go because they support everybody and got favorite players. Obviously, love Messi, but love other players on the team. But you're right. This thing to put them over the top when they signed them, that has movie stars coming in town when they're in town and want to go see him play from L.A. and all over, that's a different deal.
He's the only jersey in the stands, man. Like, I mean, you see all these kids
coming
up.
Isn't there a little Suarez right now? No?
No, I don't think so, man. I haven't seen many.
All right, listen, we got to go to break, Woody. I want you to know that, so
I knew halfway through the story. That's not the first time I've heard that, and I do think it has a scamish feel to it.
He mentioned Inter Miami, and I go, and the tone of voice, I said, And he goes, you know where this is going? I go, yes.
I mean, you're not getting into those games for under $100.
I think he paid $300 a ticket.
Yeah.
All right.
That stings.
So, hey, let's go to Michael Kotze. Let's talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second. Man, right now, as he brought up to us the other day, Woody, people need cash. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates for people, especially properties down by the water, it's getting more expensive. HOA fees are just ridiculous no matter where you live. It's crazy right now, especially in condos and private communities. And a lot of folks are running credit card debt up. They've decided they're going to run that credit card for $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, $50,000, $25,000. So now you're running debt on that at 28 to 30%. Oh, my gosh. Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress. Just get the credit card paid off. If that sounds good to you, call Michael Kotze and let him show you how he can do it. Reverse mortgages are super hot right now. Never been hotter right now than the reverse mortgage for folks over the age of 62. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Again, get all the equity out of your home. You have a place to stay, and that's all you really care about. Really could use that money right now. Reverse mortgage might be just absolutely perfect for you. And debt consolidation. A lot of people just need to just put that debt together and start paying it off, man. Whatever costs is just going crazy on you and got you upside down. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He really has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 30-plus years of experience of taking care of all of us here in South Florida. Whether you live on the water out west, doesn't matter. He's covering all of South Florida. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You know, if you're super fired up about a third receiver, whether that's free agency or the draft, and, you know, then you evolve into more three receiver sets, you know, and then if you have an opportunity at another run stopper, you're able to work more on two shell defense because you can stop the run with, you know, you kind of evolve to where your opportunities are. That's where you kind of have to stay at this point where you have to be very calculated with your free agent acquisitions, and then you have to make decisions not based upon necessarily position as much as team impact with your draft picks. So it's not I'm not intentionally trying to be gray. It's gray in that way where you're, okay, well, this player, he's good at this. And if we get this player, we can't have this player. Which version of the team is the best? Which is why it's a exhausting process and why Chris Greer just grinds me to a nub.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel yesterday for his meeting at the owners' meetings up in Orlando. So off of what Mike just said, look at man, we obviously didn't and don't have a lot of money for free agency. You could tell by, you know, we get a little spoiled down here through the years. We've tried to make the one big splash and then add around it. But this gets back to one thing, and Mike touched on it. I've been hitting this hard, man, for a reason. Like today, the way the salary cap is and maxed out on money to guys and more guys to come, you got to hit on a draft, man. It's no more throwing draft picks in for a trade. Chris Greer has got to have a big year in the draft in 1 month. Chris Greer desperately needs a really good draft. And this is not two ones and two twos and two threes. This is one first-round pick, one second-round pick, five, six, and a seven, unless he gets creative and tries to pick up some more picks or gives up picks for the future for now and trades with somebody. We really need, when I say this, with this team, the upside of this team is not whatever veterans bring to the table. You got a pretty good idea how they're going to play because you saw them play last year in different situations. Doesn't matter about the money. It's how they're going to play in your system and stuff. But not all of a sudden, there's not a lot of upside. They're going to play on what you've seen them play and make the kind of plays they made on other teams. The upside is a draft. Guy comes in. a first and a second round pick specifically come in and they're playing. They have to play on this team. The upgrade and the upside of this team is drafts. And the earlier draft picks can play, the better you are. Now, I'm not taking shots at anybody. But draft picks coming in and playing in year three or four, or playing well in year three or four, at the end where you got to make a decision, now all of a sudden, late bloomers, I guess we could call them, that's not good for business. I mean, it's good that they finally work out. It saves you a little bit. But we need guys that come in and line up and start playing and play better and better till you can't take them out of the lineup. Start to get their confidence, you know, from that jump from college to pro, which will take a minute or two. But we see it. This is not something that's impossible. We've done it in the past with some guys when we had a lot of high draft picks on a first 2 years that we did this little thing that we did with Brian Flores. And so it can work. But we and then whatever we get out of the rest of draft picks and whatever, if he tries to get a third round pick and all that, great. That's great. But and by the way, a lot of those draft picks can be on the team. They got to fill out roster spots. They're going to have to be on the 53. You can't take the bottom half because you have a lot of low picks. You can't take your 5, 6, and your 7s and like, okay, we're going to all put all you guys on the practice squad. No, some of those guys got to on the cheap. And it'll probably be a rookie free agent or two, because we always seem to have a rookie free agent or two that ends up being a nice story and comes in and plays. We had two last year, right? We had a tight end and a defensive back, played some, and were active in this. The year before, we had the Cater story, which was a nice story. So that will, but yeah, this thing is about maxed out on money, on free veteran free agency. You know, we'll wait and find out on Odell Beckham Jr. and where he stands. I'd love to have him. Some other teams would love to have him. And again, the reason you want him is not for me just as a third receiver with Jalen and Tyreek, but one of those guys, they're going to miss plays. They're going to get the wind knocked out, and they're going to need a breather. Hopefully they don't get injured, but they could miss some games. They did last year. If that happens, it's nice to be able to put Odell Beckham Jr. and not have to shut down half your offense. And last year, it just looked like we struggled without him. And I don't know if it was a Tua thing throwing to those guys, or, you know, everybody's got a little different take. It doesn't matter. But you still need another guy out on the outside that's been. Odell Beckham has been, for a lot of his career, an outside guy. Now, I don't think at age 31 he runs like he used to be. He still runs great routes, got a great understanding of how to get open, makes tough catches, including the one he made against the Dolphins. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all. I just did all that off Mike McDaniel's comments from yesterday, where people are curious to hear what he's going to say, and talking about drafting, you know, what we need and how it can change. And he did mention run stopper. I think he mentioned drafting a receiver and all the things that could happen. For me, I just look at all the names. It's just me now. I looked at it again and did a little chart on all our offensive linemen that we have signed for this year. And my take is, you got a lot of guys that played a lot last year on the team again. You got Isaiah Wynn back healthy, re-signed him. But because of the center and the right guard that you lost, that were really good players, and the injury bug you've had on the left side of your offensive line, I might be off 14, 15 games they missed together. I might be off a little bit. That's a lot for a tackle and a guard. You got to draft a guy that's got new tires, brand new tires, got tread left, that doesn't have a history of the injury bug. Teron's getting up there. When he plays, he's great. When Teron plays, usually even when he says, I didn't feel that great today. I think last year he had one game that I didn't play real well. And you're going, I would have never known just watching, man. Looked pretty good to me. But when you're injured, Isaiah Wynn injured. He's had a track record of this. I like Isaiah Wynn. I do. But he's been injured a lot, man. Between New England and Miami, One thing's been consistent. He's injured a lot. When he plays, he's also really good. When those two play together, they're really good at left guard and left tackle. But how many years you just – nobody's saying Teron and Isaiah are going to play 16 or 17 games. Nobody's saying that because it hasn't happened. You got to go out and get a guy, man. That to me is still – and I know defensively, if you get a defensive tackle that's an upgrade over the whole group of seven or eight guys that you have there, my God, you got a zillion names of Peely and Hand from last year, Gallimore and Benito Jones back for a second time around, Jonathan Harris. I mean, Mack. You got a bunch of guys. And Zach Sealer wants to know who he's playing with, man. Who's going to line up? Who's going to be good enough? And it may be two guys rotating a whole year or three guys in a rotation to find out who's going to play. But to me, that position doesn't have enough. That position doesn't have enough. Christian Wilkins ain't coming back through that door. And those guys aren't Christian Wilkins on first down, second down, or third down. So anyway, I feel better, Woody. I just wanted to get that in here before the 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. As we continue on a really busy, busy day, for everybody that just is a junkie for everything, we got the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors tonight. Miami in that seventh spot right now at 39-32. Panthers and Bruins going at it tonight at home up in Broward County in Sunrise. 97 points, both teams. How about that? The Panthers and Bruins at the end of the season, both with 97 points, along with the Hurricanes. Rangers 1 point in front of everybody. So this thing is going down the stretch, and, of course, a great day at the Miami Open if you're getting out there. And there's still a lot of great young players in this tournament. I'm a big fan of Alcaraz and Medvedev. I don't know. I love Medvedev. I'm a big Medvedev fan. Love it. Love him. Different style of game, but I love it. Sinner, Zverev, all playing well right now. So you got some of the top-ranked men's on the men's side. Djokovic, do me a favor. Don't come back ever. Stay away. You're the greatest player of all time. And just go down to Miami and spend some money and go on your vacation. Dodge out the last second. Not cool unless you're injured. Just not cool. Bad time to take a vacation on us. The food can't be that bad at the stadium. It's got to be pretty good. All right, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Like telling you all about what is going on this week as well. You're going, wait a sec, Joe. You just mentioned hockey and tennis and basketball and all these things. I go, yeah, but I didn't get a chance to tell you baseball's opening up this week. Don't skip opening day on Thursday, this Thursday. The Pirates are in town for the opener, and baseball's going to get started up. Oh, man, De La Cruz, Arise, Chisholm, Bell, Berg. Oh, yeah, the whole group is back together, man, and we'll see what it looks like, and it all starts this Thursday on opening day. So get your tickets now, Marlins.com/tickets. Don't miss it. A lot of things going on. It's going to be busy. It's going to be crazy in South Florida, but grab your tickets because it's going to be a lot of fun getting baseball going again. I can't wait to have those games on in my office every night, man. And I want to let you know with that, it's also a great time to get your single game tickets. They're on sale as well right now, so take a look at some teams you might be really interested in watching that you grew up as a fan of or from different countries. Hey, man, it's always a blast when you start talking about all these games coming up. Taco Tuesday's back. 4 for 44 is back on Wednesday and Sunday. A lot of things to talk about for the Marlins getting ready to start back up here Thursday, the opener. Grab your tickets today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.